Okay, Gavroch, Shavuot Tov, everybody. Here's what I'd like to do this morning. We always talk about Parshas HaShavua, but I'd like this morning to talk about Parshios HaShavua, because the fact that Chodesh Elul has the Parshios of Re'eh, Shoftim, Kisetze, Kisavo, Netzavim certainly would speak to the fact that these weeks and the Parshios that we read during the weeks of Elul seemingly reveal something about Chodesh Elul, and specifically about the fact that Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, and the Yamim Neraim are upon us. The truth is, even halachically speaking, the Shulchan Aruch notes in Siman Tav Chof Ches, that's the last siman in Hilchos Rosh HaChodesh, that the Parshios of Kisavo Nitzavim are required to be read prior to Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara tells us in the end of Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, that the reason that Parshas Kisavo is required to be read prior to Rosh Hashanah is because klalos shebe'mishneh Torah koronosam kodem Rosh Hashanah. The klalos, the curses that we read about in Parshas Kisavo, are required to be read prior to Rosh Hashanah. Why? Kedei shetichle shana v'kilolosa. In order that the year concludes with all of its curses, with all of the trials and the tribulations, the pain and the suffering, that should be read at the end of the year. We don't want to begin a new year, Rosh Hashanah, and start reading the Klalos and Parshas Kisavo. So therefore, we read the Klalos, the curses in Parshas Kisavo prior to Rosh Hashanah. However, Tosfos commenting on the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, notes that it wouldn't be appropriate to read the Klalos right before Rosh Hashanah either. I mean, imagine that. Rosh Hashanah is coming and read all about the curses, and then comes Rosh Hashanah on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. It's sort of the juxtaposition between the two would not be appropriate. And therefore, we read Parshas Nitzavim, the Parsha, and the Shabbos prior to Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch posits, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, based upon the Gemara, based upon Tosfos. So therefore, we know that the Parshios of Kisavo and the Parsha of Nitzavim are always read the Shabbos before and the two Shabbosim prior to Rosh Hashanah. So if that's the case, we always read Parshas Re'eh one of 2 weeks. Either it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul, as it was this year, or it's the Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh Elul, which means that annually, every single year, in Chodesh Elul, from the moment Shabbos Rosh Chodesh comes until Rosh Hashanah, we always read the Parshios of Re'eh, Shoftim, Kisetze, Kisavo, and Nitzavim. These five parshas annually are read in Chodesh Elul prior to Rosh Hashanah. So it sort of begs the question, what is it about these parshas? What do we find in Parshas Re'eh, Parshas Shoftim, Parshas Kisetze, Parshas Kisavo, Parshas Nitzavim, that's so critical, that's so unique, that's so specific to the Yamim Neraim, to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that's so particularly important to Chodesh Elul? But at the outset, as we noted, Parshas Kisavo and Nitzavim are required to be read in order that we don't read the Klalos, that we don't read the curses in the new year. But that just tells us that there's something about those two Parshios. It also tells us that there's something that we don't want to read about these Parshios after Rosh Hashanah. But is there anything about Parshios Kisavo and Nitzavim that we do want to read prior to Rosh Hashanah? Is there anything in those Parshios? Is there anything in Re'eh, Shoftim, Kisetze, Kisavo, Nitzavim, and Vayelech that's so critical, that's so crucial, that could help us understand and could help us prepare for the days of awe, for the Yom Ha'aretz Haba Aleinu L'Tov? So let's take a look and get a general view and review of these five parshios, and hopefully it will allow us to understand what the month is about and what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is all about. So if you take a look at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, at the outset, you already see something that speaks very, very powerfully to Chodesh Elul, to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur. If you take a look, the opening psukim in Parshas Re'eh, if you have the Art Scroll Stone Chumash, page 998, the Torah tells us, Re'eh, see, look, Anochi nosin lifneichem hayom bracha v'klala. God says, I am giving you today blessings and curses. Brachos u'klalos. Es ha-bracha. So what's the bracha? Asher tishma mitzvos Hashem lokechem, that you listen to the mitzvos of God. Asher anochi mitzavcha eschem hayom, that I'm going to command you today. V'ha-klala, and the curse. Im lo sishma mitzvos Hashem lokechem, if you don't listen to the word of God. and the mitzvos of Hashem, v'sarateh min haderech, and you will leave the path. Asher anochi mitzaveschem hayom laleches acharei Elohim acharim asher lo yadatim. You're going to follow the ways of other gods. So the Torah introduces us and tells us that take a look, re'ei, see, I am going to tell you and give you and offer you brachos uklalos, blessings and curses. Now, if you read the psukim chavav, chavzayin, chavches, and chavtes, you don't know what the bracha is and you don't know what the klal is. The Torah doesn't tell us what the bracha and klal is. It just says, if you will see what I will tell you and you will be privy and privileged to brachos and klalos. Now, what are they? It just says, it's a bracha shetishma al mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem asher nochi mitzaves chamayom. And then haklala, im lo sishma al mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem v'sarta min adera asher nochi mitzaves chamayom. So what's the bracha, what's the klala? The Torah doesn't tell us. So a number of the Mefarshim and many of the Hasidic masters explain something very, very beautiful when you read these three psukim. Do you know what the bracha is? You have to read the pasuk much more carefully. Re'ei, look. Look very carefully. Asher anochi nosein lefnecha yom bracha uklala. Look very carefully. You have to look so carefully, you may even miss it. You know what the bracha is? As a bracha asher tishma mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. The bracha is that you will be able to listen and hear and understand that the mitzvos themselves are the brachos. If you're able to perform the mitzvos and have the opportunity to connect with me, the mitzvah is a mitzaveh and a mitzuveh. It's a connection. It's a correlation. It's a union between Hashem and His people. If you're able to do that, that in and of itself is a bracha. Re'ei, anochi nosein lefneichem hayom bracha uklala. The bracha is the ability to hear Hashem, to listen to Hashem, to understand Hashem, to connect to God. That in and of itself is the bracha. But do you know what the klala is? The haklala im lo sishma mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. The klala is that you're not even going to be able to hear God. You're not even going to be able to connect to Hashem. V'sarteh min haderech, and you're going to go off the path. Thus, blessings and curses, brachos and klalos, don't just come in the form of treats and candy and positives and negatives and something that's tangible and something you could see and something you could be delivered to you. But a bracha and a klala, as the Torah defines them, is the ability to have a hearing ear, to listen to Hashem, to connect to Hashem, that there's a relationship between the mitzuveh and the mitzaveh. A klala is the lack of that, the inability to connect to Hashem. And therefore, as we enter Chodesh El, and as we prepare for the Yamim Naraim, we see that the ultimate bracha, the ultimate blessing, and the ultimate and penultimate klala is the inability to hear, not listening to Hashem. You know, in any relationship, so the greatest opportunity that you have is somebody to listen to you and you can listen to somebody else. That's the ultimate blessing. A klala, a curse, is just the opposite. And therefore, the greatest blessing that we can ask for in our lives is that we're tishma mitzvos Hashem lokechem, that we have a relationship with a God, that we hear Hashem, and that there is a back and forth, there's a give and take, there's a union, there's a mitzvah and a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah. And that connection and that correlation that we have with God is ultimately the greatest mitzvah and the greatest ability that we have and the greatest bracha. And of course, the ultimate klala, the curse, is just that. If you take a look throughout the end of Parshas Re'eh, so Parshas Re'eh is well known from being the parsha that describes the Moadim, the holidays. And at the end of Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tezai, in chapter 16, the Torah tells us about the Yomim Tovim, the Shalosh Regalim, and the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. And Rabbeinu Bechaye and the Sfarno ask the question, here we are, Parshas Re'eh, the parsha that we read, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or right before. There's something that's very obviously missing. We dafka mention Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, Perek Tezayim. But you know what's missing? No mention of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And here we are only 30 days away from Rosh Hashanah, 40 days away from Yom Kippur. And Parshas Re'eh is the parsha that discusses the Shalosh Regalim. And throughout the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, in Sefer Shmos, it's in Parshas Mishpatim, and in Sefer Vayikra, it's in Parshas Pinchas, and in Sefer Bamidbar, also we read about all of the Moadim. And always we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur connected to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and each of the Chamish Lekum Shnei Torah. Why Dafka and Parshas Re'eh, the Parsha right before the month of Tishrei, before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's no mention of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the simple answer to that question is that the Torah here in Parshas Re'eh is only discussing the Shalosh Regalim, and therefore there's a categorical difference between the Shalosh Regalim, the three festival holidays, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And what is that difference? And really, Rabbeinu Bachaye and Sforno hint to this. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are Yomim Tovim that we celebrate b'tzibur, as a community, together, a Seder, a Sukkah. Shavuos, Limud HaTorah, Kabbalah HaTorah is something that we celebrate communally. And these are Yomim Tovim where we went to the Beis HaMikdash, all of Klal Yisrael, where Ola LaRegel, and all of Klal Yisrael came together. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, however, the Torah is hinting to us, are categorically different. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not Pesach. They're not Shavuos. They're not Sukkot. While Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are different in the fact that really they're supposed to be more internal, more pensive, more individualistic. It's true Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are communal. They're national. We are all at la regel. We come together familially, communally, nationally. We go to the Beis HaMikdash. And it's a time for Simcha when we get together as a unit, as a group. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a different nature to them. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are more introspective. They're more pensive. They're more individualistic. Shuvah and returning to Hashem is a very personal thing. It's not something that we do as a community. It's true or mitzvah. We confess communally, but we also have also confessed individually. I have to look in my own life and I have to look back at the past year and I have to look forward to the future in my own way. There's certain things that I have to correct personally that somebody else doesn't. And therefore, the Torah and Parshas Re'eh is beginning to talk to us about what's so unique, so special, and so different about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are communal, are tzibur, are national Yomim Tovim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are private, are personal, are individual Yomim Tovim. There are days that we have to look at ourselves and look and understand where we are, who we are, what we're about, what we could do different. And therefore, they're not called Yomim Tovim, they're called Yomim Noraim, days of awe, days of fear, days where I have to look and create my own path and chart my own direction. On Yomim Tovim, on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, we all do the same thing. They're the same mitzvahs. There's the matzah and the maror. There's the sukkah, there's the dalet minim. There's the mitzvahs of Yom Tov that every single Jew does identically to the other. But tshuva, which is the call of the hour on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is something that I do different than you and you do different than the third person. Because nobody's tshuva and nobody's vidui is identical. Each of them are unique. Each of them are different. My approach has to be different than your approach, and your approach will be different than somebody else's. And therefore, that's the reason that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not noted, not mentioned in the Parsha of Moadim, in the Parsha of the Aliyah L'Regel, at the end of Parshas Re'eh. If you take a look in Rabbeinu Bachai and the Sforno, they already hint to this. But there's another item that emerges from Parshas Re'eh that really will be the key to allow us to understand the coming Parshios as well. And that's the opening pasuk in Perek Yudalet, chapter 14 in Parshas Re'eh. The Torah tells us, Bonim atem la'Hashem Elokecha. You, Israel, you are children of Hashem. And these four words are the key to any avoda in Chodesh Elul. It's the key to understanding Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The first thing that we have to know is the Bonim atem la'Hashem Elokecha. These four words should be the bumper sticker on everybody's car. We are children of Hashem. And too often, the way that we enter Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is with fear, is with awe, is with trepidation. And while there is room for that, because they are Yomim Noraim, we first have to recognize something else. Banim Atem Hashem Lokechem, we are children of Hashem, we are great. We are part of the greatest nation, the Am Segula, the chosen nation. We are part of a people who have ancestors, who have Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. We are part of the people who have the greatest prophets, Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, and Yechezkel. We are part of the greatest nation that saw Kriyas Yamsuf, Kabbalah Satorah, Yetzias Mitzrayim. These are our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. We are children of Hashem. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Magen Avram. That's what Zichronos is all about, which we recite on Rosh Hashanah, the second section of the Yamim Narayim Tfilos on Rosh Hashanah. Zichronos, recognize where we came from, who we are part of, what the nation of Israel is all about. If you want to do tshuva, the first thing you have to recognize is that I'm a child of God. I'm part of this nation. We are all brothers and sisters. We're a nation of Jewish people who are so close and so connected to God. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokechem. Rabbeinu Yonah, in his introduction to his work, Pischei Shari Avodah, writes that the first step, the first thing every Jew has to know, and the first way to do tshuva, is recognizing who you are. Not your faults, not your Achilles heel, not your difficulties, not your struggles, and not the areas where you don't succeed. But the first thing to recognize is where you are the most successful. And what makes you great is the most important thing that every parent and every teacher can teach a child and can teach a student. You are great. You have characteristic traits. You have qualities that are different than somebody else. And you will succeed. We're going to succeed in the path of tshuva. If we're going to accomplish something in Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, we need to know Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. We are children of Hashem. We are part of the nation of God. God has chosen us. We have chosen Him. And therefore, that is another critical element, another critical lesson, another very, very important tenet in Chodesh Elul, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. If we recognize who we are and we appreciate who we are, then there's less mistakes that we made, because we want to make God happy. Hashem is our father, our mother, and therefore we don't want to err. We don't want to make any mistakes. And if we recognize the beauty of who we are, what we're all about, then we'll be able to even more and more and more successful. That's Parshas Re'eh, and that's how we open up Chodesh Elul. And if you move to Parshas Shoftim, many of the themes that I just described in Parshas Re'eh emerge in Parshas Shoftim as well. If you take a look in the opening pasuk, in all of Parshas Shoftim, the Bali Musar and the Gedolei Chassidus speak to a very similar point. Page 1024, in the Art Scroll Stone Chumash, there is a grammatical problem in the opening pasuk in Parshas Shoftim. The Torah tells us, Shoftim v'shotrim, titein lecha b'chol she'arecha. We are to establish judges and officers in all of our gates, in all of our cities, wherever we are. Shoftim b'shotrim titein lecha, it says. You should establish judges and officers for you. Lecha is in the individual, is in the yachid. Shoftim b'shotrim is b'lashon rabim, is in the plural. So it should say, Shoftim b'shotrim titein lachem b'chol she'areichem. The pasuk doesn't read correctly grammatically. Either it should be Shoftim b'shotrim titein lachem b'chol she'areichem, or it should be shofet v'shoter titein lecha b'chol shar. Why is it that the Torah is telling us to establish officers and judges and then tells us in the individual? Rav Moshe Feinstein makes this point, Rav Yerucham Levavitz and Das Torah makes this point, and many, as I pointed out, the Gedolei Musa and the Balei Chassidus make the point that the Torah is telling us the following. Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha. Lecha means you, me, you, and I. Each of us have to establish our own shoftim v'shotrim. Each of us, to be successful, have to create our own boundaries, our own officers, our own judges. We have to set that up. Too often we wait for other people to make rule and law and order, and we hope that their order will fix and they will correct our ways. But the truth is, shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha. If each individual establishes his or her own system of law and order, if I set up my own boundaries, if I set up my own do's and don'ts, I will be most successful. And therefore, they all point out that in Chodesh Elul, the success and the key ingredient to having a happy, healthy, productive Yamim Noraim and Shana Haba Litova is if we're able to establish our own system, our own rules, our own do's and don'ts, our own voluntary actions. That's shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha. Each individual, each person, whoever you are, man, woman, and child, shoftim b'shochim titelacha, we each have to establish our own rules, our own gezeros and takanos. We have to establish our own understanding of what we need to do, because nobody knows better what to do than we. And nobody can tell me what to do, because I know better than anybody what I have to do better and where I can correct and where I can fix and where I can succeed. Where my struggles are, I know better than anybody else. So of course, I need help. And of course, I need support and encouragement. But at the end of the day, I'm the one who can be most successful, productive in succeeding and in fixing and in correcting my ways. Thus, shoftim b'shochim titein lecha, me, lecha, the individual has to set up his own and her own shoftim and shochim, my own officers and judges. Now, officers and judges don't mean literally, of course, officers and judges in this context. What it means is setting up my own system and creating my own successful way to accomplish. And thus, the Chassidish Sfarim continue and say, that's the pshat in the next pasuk, pasuk chaf. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof, leman tichya. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof. If I run after righteousness, if I run after and I pursue righteousness on my own, tzedek, tzedek tirdof, if I do that, leman tichya, then I will see success, then I will see life, then I will see awesome, incredible opportunities and successful and continued peace and bracha. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. I need to run after tzedek. And therefore it says it twice. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. If I run after tzidkus, if I try to be righteous, if I try to be upright, if I try to do what I am supposed to do, leman tichya, then I will live. Then I will be able to do the things that I need to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me the life that I need. But at the end of the day, it's up to me, because that's what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is all about, like we saw in Parshas Re'eh. The reason there is no mention of the two Yamim Min HaRayim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is because they're personal, they're introspective, they're up to me. It's shoftim mishochim titein lecha b'chol she'arecha. It's tzedek tzedek tirdof leman tichya. It's up to me. I'm the one who can make it happen. And as we mentioned yesterday, in the end of the parsha, the Torah tells us about the lav, the negative commandment of Baal Tashchis, not to waste, not to destroy. And as the Gemara explains, it's not only talking about fruit-bearing trees or non-fruit-bearing trees. It's not only talking about food and clothing and other aspects. But there's Baal Tashchis d'gufoy. There's Baal Tashchis, there's destructive behavior that I could do to myself, physically and spiritually. I need to take care of my body. I have to take care of my soul. I have to take care of myself. And that's Baal Tashchis d'gufoy. And therefore, that's why it's shoftim b'shochim titein lecha. And that's why it's tzedek tzedek tirdof leman tichya. Thus, what we're beginning to see is what emerges from these parshios is that Re'eh and Shoftim, as we'll see right now in Parshas Kisetzeh as well, speaks to the fact that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is me. It's up to me. Nobody can tell me what to do. And nobody can tell me how to do it. I can receive all the support that I need, and I can have friends and family and Rabbeim to encourage me and to help me and to push me in the right direction. But at the end of the day, the avoda that will allow me to become the person that I'm supposed to be, Baal Tashchis d'gufoy, to make sure that I'm living the life that I'm supposed to live, and the potential that's supposed to emerge from each individual is going to come as a result of my own personal avoda. And that's how Parshas Kisetzeh opens up. On page 1046, the story, the halachos, the lav, the eshes yifas toar. And the Zohar Chadash in these psukim says it's not only talking about the absolute eshes yifas toar. Kisetzeh lamilcham aleivecha. When you're going out to war against your enemy, says the Zohar, it's not only talking about a physical enemy. It's not only talking about when Klal Yisrael go out to battle. But Kisetzeh lamilcham aleivecha is talking about the Yetzer Hara. We are constantly going to battle with oivecha. It doesn't say, says the Orachaim HaKosh, Kisetzeh lamilcham aleivecha. It's al oivecha. Because al oivecha is talking about me, myself, and I. I'm going to battle with the Yetzer Hara. Kisetzeh lamilcham aleivecha. The Yetzer Hara is my oyev, is my enemy. How do I succeed? How do I win? How do I become victorious? Nisano Hashem Elokecha biyadecha v'shavisa shivyo. Your Yetzer Hatov has to emerge. Your Yetzer Hatov has to come. And your Yetzer Hatov has to overcome the Yetzer Hara. And how does that happen? Pasuk Yud Aleph explains the Zohar. V'ra'isa b'shivya eishas yifas tohar. If you see this Yetzer Hara, v'chashakta b'v'lakachta l'chaisha, and you want to marry her, you want to connect with your Yetzer Hara. That's all you want. You see her, you're indulged, you're overwhelmed. You want to be choshek her. V'heveisel toch b'sechas. You know, you take the Yetzer Hara into your house. Absolutely. It's not the elephant in the room where you don't face it. But you take your Yetzer Hara into your house. V'gilchas rosha v'asasas tziporneha. And you begin to reveal your Yetzer Hara and to tear it apart and to take it apart. You cut the hair and you uncover the nails. Because what you do in order to overcome the Yetzer Hara is to take it apart cognitively. With your heart and with your soul, with your brain, you're able to focus and take a look at the Yetzer Hara and to overwhelm it. And to take it apart and to dissect it. Ve'hesira is shimlas shivya me'leha. V'yoshva be'vesechu v'chsa saviya besima yerach yamim. Says the Zohar, you're going to cry yerach yamim. Dohi yarcha de'elo. These are the 30 days of Elul, says the Zohar. This is the avod of what you're going to do in Chodesh Elul. U'bachsa saviya besima. You're going to cry out to your father and to your mother, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're going to try to work during the Yerach Yamin, the 30 days of Elul. V'acharka tavo elehu ve'alta v'haysa l'cha le'isha. And if you're successful in the avod of Chodesh Elul, and you're meisir the simlas shivya me'aleha, you're gilchas rosha ve'asasas tziporneha, you're bachsas aviyah ve'asima Yerach Yamin, comes Rosh Hashanah. V'haisa l'cha l'isha, again, the reunion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes place. The marriage between man and God comes through, and we're able to reunite and reconnect, and there's kiddush, and there's malchus, there's the expression of understanding and revealing the kingdom of God, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, emerges once again, because after a long year where the Yetzer Hara has overcome and overwhelmed us, and we've been going to battle and to war with the Yetzer Hara during Yarcha de Elul, where Bachsa Sevia Vesima Yerach Yamim, we focus on what we really have to focus on. And we focus on our Aviha Ve'ima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvodo V'atzmo. And then we're successful, we overcome, we overwhelm, we dissect and examine the Yetzer Hara, and we see what we have to do in order to accomplish. Then ultimately we will be v'haisa l'cha l'isha, we will be successful. And if you take a look after the parsha of the eishes yifas tohar, and after the parsha of the ben ahuva, the ben snua, the ben sora morer, the Torah tells us something else. The lav and pasuk chav beis v'chiyeh be'ish chait mishpat maves. If somebody is the recipient of the death penalty, and the person is killed, v'salisa oso la'etz, and you hang that person on a tree, lo salim nivlasa la'etz, you're supposed to hang the person who committed the crime on a tree, that all of Jewry will know what this person did wrong. But at the same time, lo salim nivlasa la'etz, ki kavar sikbarenu bayom ahu, you have to bury the person that day. You cannot allow the corpse to hang overnight. Why? Kikilas Elokim Talway, because the image of God is hanging. What does that mean? The image of God is hanging. Rashi tells us, Zilzulo Shel Melechu. It is a disgrace to the king. She'odam Asi Bidmus Diukno Yisrael Hein Bona. Man is created in the image of God. God is the king, and the Jewish people are his children. And therefore, just like the Torah tells us in Parshas Re, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, we are children of God. The first step in the Avod of Elul is recognizing that we are the children of Hashem, recognizing who we are. And therefore, no human being, even a murderer or a criminal who is worthy of the death penalty and who's punished with the death penalty, the corpse cannot lie overnight and has to be put to rest. and must be buried because zilzulo shel melech. And appreciate for a moment what that means. Even the greatest criminal, somebody who committed the most egregious crime that's worthy of the death penalty, chenek, strangulation, that individual cannot be hung overnight because it is an embarrassment to the king, because we are the children of Hashem. And when somebody sees that person hanging, they should see God hanging. And each of us should pine and strive that we should recognize and appreciate Banim Atem LaHashem Lokechem, that we are the children of Hashem, and therefore that we are created in the image of God. The Tzaddik of Tzanz every year would quote this pasuk, would note the Mishnah Meseches Avos, that man was created B'Tzelem Elokim, and he would tell the following mashal prior to Rosh Hashanah, as he explained that this pasuk and this parsha is read always prior to Rosh Hashanah, about a particular prince who was banished, evicted from the kingdom of his father for a crime that he committed. And V'Hayah Hayom, the day came, the king would always travel throughout the countryside annually, and he reached the town where his son, the prince, was banished to, and he didn't even know that his son, the prince, was banished to that particular countryside. And it was well known that the king would pass through with all of his entourage, and he would ask that anybody who would throw papers into his place where he was riding through, and the king would read the note, the king would be able to fulfill the wish of that individual. And the prince lived in a palatial life and grew up with all of the amenities that he needed. And as he began to live a banished, evicted life far away from the kingdom, he did not know how to live. And he did not know how to build a home. And in the heat of the summer, he built a tremendously large hut. And he didn't even know how to successfully keep the sun out. And all of the paupers would know how to build a hut and to keep the sun out. And the king, in the months of Tammuz and Av and Elul, did not even know how to build the hut properly to keep the sun out. And the prince understood that his father, the king, was coming, and he wrote a note, please build me a proper hut that I should be able to live comfortably. And believe it or not, the king was the recipient of this note. He recognized his son's handwriting. And when he saw what the prince had written, build me a hut, he began to cry because this was his son, the prince. And he could have asked for everything. He could have asked to come home, to return to the kingdom. And the king would have granted his wish. And all he wanted was a hut. All he wanted was to protect it from the sun and the heat in the summer months. And the Tzaddik of Tzanz would recount and say, that's this pasuk. Banim atem lahashem elokechem, ki kilalas elokim toli. Who are we? Each of us are sons and daughters, princes and princesses, children of Hashem. Kilalas Elokim Taloi Lo Salim Mivlas Alaitz. And what do we do? Come Rosh Hashanah, come Yom Kippur, come Chodesh Elul. We don't even remember who we are. We forget because we've become evicted from the kingdom. We've become so lost over the past months. We've left the palace of the king. We've left the Yom Narayim. And come Cheshvan and Kislev and Teves and Shvat and other, etc., etc. We begin to forget where we came from. And we start living in these huts and in these tents, and we start to ask God for the most minimal, smallest things. And we should really be asking to return to the kingdom of God. We should be asking to return to the palace of Hashem, Yerushalayim, Yerucha, Barachim, Nimtashuv, Es Tzemach, David, Abduch, Amheris, Etzmiach. We should be asking to return to the house of the Lord, to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, to the Beis HaMikdash, from Erev Yameinu. And that's what the Torah is telling us in Parshas Ki Tse. Recognize who you are. Understand your Banim LaHashem Elokeichem. You are created and fashioned in the image of Hashem. And therefore, that's who we are, and that's what we're supposed to know and recognize. Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Nivra Adam. We are created in the image of Hashem. And that's the Avoda of Elul. And if you take a look in Parshas Kisavo, the next Parsha, you see the very, very same thing. The beginning of Parshas Kisavo in Perek Chavav tells us about Vidui Meiser. Vidui Meiser is confession of Meiser. What does that mean, confession of Meiser? The Torah tells us in Pasuk Yudbeis, the Perek Chavav, Ki Sechalel La'aseres Kol Ma'asar Tvuas Chavashan Ashlishes. When we finish and fulfill the Meiser cycle, and we bring Truma, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, and Meiser Ani. We do everything that we're supposed to do. We come in front of the Beis HaMikdash and we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're mitzvah, that we confess that we did everything. We come in front of God and we say, we've done everything that we're supposed to have done, God, in the agricultural world, in the times of the Mishkan and the Mikdash, where we brought all of the karbanos, and we brought all of the matnos, kahuna matnos levim, and all the matnos ani that we were supposed to, the truma, the ma'isa rishon, and the ma'isa sheni. I didn't do anything wrong. I did everything what I was supposed to do. And this is what's referred to as vidui meiser. We confess by telling God we've done everything that we are supposed to do. And all of the Mefarshei HaChumash ask the question, vidui? Vidui is confession. That's something that we do Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Specifically, Yom Kippur, we confess what we've done wrong. Al chet shechatanu lefanecha b'ones uveratzon. Al chet shechatanu lefanecha b'imutz alev. Al chet shechatanu lefanecha b'bidus v'sayim. All of the things that we've done wrong, we confess. That's the mitzvah vidui. That's the mitzvah sayom and Yom Kippur. Why is this referred to in the Torah as confession of tithes? Vidui mais, when we're telling God we've done everything right. That's not confession. Who's ever confessed to somebody else that I've done everything right? I confess I've done everything right. This is vidui maaser. What does that mean? So listen to what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. He said, before Yom Kippur, and you confess what you've done wrong, you first have to confess and say what you did right. Because in order to understand and to fix the issues and to correct your ways, and to really appreciate Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the first thing you have to do is to know what you did right. And that's Bonim Atem Hashem Lokechem Tilalas Elokim Taloi Kibitzelem Elokim Nivra Adam. Vidui Meiser means that I'm telling you, God, I can do everything right, and I've done it right. I fulfilled everything that I'm supposed to do. I've done everything that I can. I brought true my Serishon, my Sesheni, my Serani. I've done it all right. And we should be able to approach, confront, and encounter God as well. This month, in the month of Elul, as we're seeing in the parashios of Re'ei Shoftim, Kiseitz, and Kisavo, that what the Torah is stressing to us in these parashios is to recognize our individual strengths, our critical characteristic traits that God has given us, to understand that Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is private, it's personal, it's introspective. Recognizing we're banim atem laHashem lokechem, you're the greatest nation and I'm the greatest person. It's shoftim v'shoftim titei lecha. I have to establish a way to make myself better. My own officers, my own judges. That's tzedek tivdov leman tichya. I'm going out lamilchama al oivecha. It's my yetzahara that I'm going to battle and to going to war with. But if I'm going to succeed in this individual war, in this presentation that is created in the din, in the judgment of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I have to know who I am. And what I need to do in Elul is to recognize vidui meiser, what I've done so successfully, what I've done productively, areas where I've been successful and productive, and to applaud them and to raise the banner on them and to use those. And that should be emblematic of what I can do throughout my life and everywhere and anywhere. And that's Chodesh Elul. And it's for that reason, at the end of Parshas Kisavo, when we read the klalos, the curses, the Torah tells us, do you know something that you've done wrong? Tachas asher lo avadatas Hashem lokecha b'simcha v'tov lev. You haven't served God with joy. Part of the avodas Hashem is serving God with joy and being happy. And if you're not ovedas Hashem b'simcha, if you're not going to worship God with joy, that itself is a klala. That itself is a reason for curse. And we have to understand and to appreciate the smile and appreciate what we have done correctly and to thank Hashem for everything that we've been given, the brachos that we've been given, asher tishmun, that we could understand and hear and see the brachos, because sometimes we're given brachos and we don't even recognize them. We don't even hear them. We don't even see them. And that's why the Torah tells us at the beginning of Parshas Re, you know what the greatest bracha is? That you could see the brachos and hear the brachos that I've given you. because too often we don't even focus and recognize them and know what they're all about. Thus, the ultimate bracha is seeing and understanding those. And thus, tachas ashelo, varatas Hashem lokecha b'simcha v'tov lev, that's also part of the avod and elul, thanking Hashem, appreciating Hashem, and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with joy and happiness, and entering the Yamim Noraim, thanking Hashem, I have been given and granted another year, my health, my success, my ability to be able to continue. The small things in life, don't underestimate them. Don't trample all over them. Thank Hashem and be happy for them and smile and appreciate them. Bimod al ha'avar v'tzoek al ha'asad, appreciate the past, recognize it, acknowledge it, and then ask for the coming year. And that brings us to the final parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, which we read right before Rosh Hashanah. In the circle of Parshios Re'eh, Shoftim, Kiseitze, Kisavo, Nitzavim finishes, and the third word in the parsha, Atem Nitzavim, Hayom, you are standing before me today. And the Zohar again explains that any time in Tanakh you see the word Hayom, it refers to the day. And what is the day? Rosh Hashanah, Dahi Rosh Hashanah. And that's why we read Parshas Nitzavim, as the Shulchan Aruch says, Simen Tav Chof Ches, immediately, the Shabbos prior to Rosh Hashanah, because Atem Nitzavim Hayom, you're standing in front of me today. But how do we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu today on Rosh Hashanah? After all of these Parshios, where we worked individually, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Kulchem, we're together. Klal Yisrael are united. It's true, each of us are working our own derech, our own path, our own avenue, our own tshuva, our own vidui. But we'll come together kulchem when Klal Yisrael are together ba'achdos. And when I need you and when you need me and we work together, then we will be successful. And therefore, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Klal Yisrael needs to be united. And the way that we are united is when we're all working individually, knowing what my job is and fulfilling my job. And if you do what you're supposed to do and I do what I'm supposed to do, then we are the ultimate army. And then we're Nitzavim Hayom and Rosh Hashanah Kulchem. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees his army fulfilled, complete, because I did what I'm supposed to do. I'm the sergeant, you're the officer, you're the general, you're the lieutenant. If each of us do our job, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down, b'skira achas, and says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, you're united, because each of you have fulfilled your job. The ultimate army, the ultimate business, is when each person does what he or she is supposed to do, then it's a complete united front. And then the Torah goes on and tells us in the opening of Parshas Nitzavim, Roshechem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Shotrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael. If I do what I'm supposed to do as Roshechem and Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Shotrechem, then Kol Ish Yisrael, then all of Jewry is together. Abchem, Nishechem, Begercha, Asher Bekerev, Machanecha, Mechotev, Etzecha, Atshoev, Memecha. Everybody comes together. The toddlers, the infants, the women, the children, the convert, anybody and everybody, from the wood chopper to the wood carrier, to the Roshechem and Shifteichem, everybody needs to do his or her job. And if I do my job and you do your job, then we're Kulchem, then we're together. And then we're Zocha to Atem Nitzavim Ayom Kulchem, and the Brachos, and the comfort and the Nechama of Parshas Nitzavim. And that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains why the end of the Klalos and Mishneh Torah, at the end of Parshas Kisava, we don't see bracha. We don't see it because it only comes when we're together, when we're united, when we're kulchem, when Klal Yisrael come together as a unit, as a group, as a nation, then we'll see bracha. But if we're not united, we're not going to see bracha. And the way to be able to do that is when we do it individually. And we're able to see success, then Klal Yisrael will be able to be the ultimate united front. And then we'll hear the brachos and see the brachos. When we set up our own shoftim and shochim, when we run after tzedek, when we approach, uncover, dissect our enemy, the Yetzer Hara, Kiseitzel Melchama Levecha, when we recognize, acknowledge who we are, what we're about as a nation and as individuals, as Banim Atem, LaHashem Elokechem, When we're misvade amaisa and we know what we can do and how we could accomplish it, then every Jew will be so incredibly successful, and then ultimately, in turn, Klal Yisrael is successful. And thus, this is the basis and the background why the parshios of Re'eh, Shoftim, Kiseitze, Kisav, and Nitzavim, it's these five parshios annually that are always read during these 5 weeks, the 4 weeks of Elul, and the Shabbos prior to Rosh Hashanah, parshios Nitzavim, Atem, Nitzavim, Hayom, Kulchem. If we learn these parshios, study these parshios, understand the parshios, and look and search, we will see so much tucked into these parshios that speaks to all of us. And that's why these are the parshas that are chosen to be read in Chodesh Elul as Moshe Rabbeinu's final words, his last will and testament, his final soliloquy to Klal Yisrael as Moshe departs this world, uplifting us, inspiring us to recognize that we are the chosen nation. We are the Am HaNevcha. We are Banim Lashem Elokecha. We are rilt and we look B'Tzelem Elokim. And we can accomplish, we can be victorious, we can overcome our Yetzer Hara. But it's through this process of recognizing and establishing our own situation, awareness, and our own creation of our own boundaries and of our own recognition of who we are, what we're about, then in Mirtz Hashem we will be able to accomplish, to succeed, and to be able to enter Chodesh Elul and to succeed throughout Chodesh Elul, and to ultimately have a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that's productive, and we should all see success and have nachas and bracha and Hashanah Tova and Mesukah to each and every single one of you and your families and Mirtzah Hashem.